Hello, hello, Mum. Don't be angry at me, but, like, I think I've been caught shoplifting.
Shoplifting?
So I was just trying to, like, get you something nice for your birthday, and I was trying to, like, get you this nice plate. And I didn't have enough money, and the store detective has seen me, and he wants to contact the police.
But I gave you some money this morning.
Look, it wasn't enough. I don't know what to do.
Why must you shoplift? What is happening now? Tell me the situation of things now.
The store detective said that he wants to contact the police.
Can I talk to them?
Okay.
Hello there.
Hello.
You the kingpin, aye?
Yeah, I am.
Aye. This wee lass is nicking a plate hen.
Should I come over now?
No, you don't need to come over here. You know what I'm saying? No, this has nothing to do with you. What you need to do is you need to bail her out. You need to get yourself...
Bail her out?
Aye, you need to wait till it goes through the courts and all that. You know what I mean?
Oh my. No.
Aye.
No. Why must she do this to me?
What was she thinking? What was the lassie thinking? She said,
I don't know. She's supposed to be in school.
She says that you sent her here to steal a plate. Is that?
No! Don't tell me that.
Are you sure? Now?
Never. I've raised my daughter well.
Well, she'll raise her to be a thief, love. That's what you've done. You've raised her. So does this go on a lot? You sending her around all the shops to nick stuff, and then she's got to bring it to you.
You're like a
modern day Fagin.
That is insult on my part. I won't take that.
Shame on you.
Do you have children at all?
I certainly do, and I wouldn't send them out to nick plates.
Your children is perfect, right?
Your children,
they are perfect.
Thank you very much for saying
so,
madam.
You've got perfect children.
I've got perfect children. One of them's wearing a brace, so she's not got perfect teeth. But apart from that, they're perfect children, yes. But what I've done is I've taken the plate back here. It's a big glass plate, which I've got over there. So it's sitting on top of my desk here.
Alright.
Hang on, I'll just get it. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Oh. What's happening now?
The plate fell off the desk and broke. Broken bits of plate and glass everywhere here. Hang on a minute. The chaos you brought to this shop is disgraceful. Shame on you.
You insulting me on phone, I won't take that from you. Just tell me what to do next.
Get yourself a good lawyer, hen. That's what you need to do.
You better tell them you've broken the plate.
No, listen, we're just going to say that was your daughter that broke the plate, right?
No way. She's not doing that.
I'll name your price.
To do what?
For her to say she broke the plate. £20, do it.
You are joking. You're joking me.
Thank you very much. I'll put your daughter on.
I think I'll just say I broke the plate.
You can't say that. You must pay for what you have done.
Good evening. Hello, madam.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mr. Peterson. I'm the manager here.
All right, hello. Thank God.
They have a young lady here who apparently broke a plate. Is that right?
She did not break the plate.
Look, both the security guard and the young lady tell me that she broke the plate, so...
She stole the plate, right. And they put the plate on the table.
So she stole the plate and then she smashed the plate, right? I understand.
No.
Thank you, madam, for just confirming it. Thank you, that's all I need.
I didn't say that.
Hello, thanks very much, by the way, for saying it was your daughter, because that guy was going to sack me there.
I will expose you. Listen. Going to the police station.
No,
Right now.
Don't go to the police.
That is what...
Listen, I've got your daughter here, right? I'm going to give her £100 cash.
What for?
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Mum Mad.
What? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, you were fantastic. Well, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Thank you so much. And thank you, Dara.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Oh my God.
Speak to you both later.
All right. Bye.